Okay, Zogt the Gemara on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So, we were just talking about the Nevi'im, that they taught us that the Seifei Tevius, Menatzbach, right, the end of Mem, the end of Nun, Zadi, Pei, Chav, Sof, you know. So these letters, the Nevi'im told us that they are really, these are letters that go at the end of the word. And then the Gemara asked a few questions. And Lamaisa, it seems from the pasuk that Eila mitzvahs, that these are the mitzvahs. We make a drasha on the pasuk that a navi is not going to be mechadish anything. A navi can be mechadish where these letters come. You know, they come at the end of the word or the middle of the word. So the Gemara ended up saying, "You're right. That really was they knew it. It wasn't the Nevi'im who were mechadish it." But it was forgotten. And they came and they said that they explained to us, you know, what we forgot. So now we're up to about the two, four, six line now. V'amr b'yir m'vitein Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Targum shel Torah Unkelus Hager Amru Mepi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Unkelus the ger was the one who translated the Torah, right? As we know. Targum shel Nevi'im. The Targum of Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uzziel Amru. It was the Targum of Yonasan ben Uzziel. Ben pi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. V'nizdazdeya Eretz Yisrael Abba Meyaz Parsa. And the entire Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parses of by 400 parses. Yotzis of Baskel Manad, and said, V'amr, it said, Mi hu zeh shagila sisrei levnei Adam. And the Baskel said, who is this person that's coming to reveal the secrets to the people, to the Bnei Adam? So Amad Yonasan ben Uzziel Araglav, this is when Yonasan ben Uzziel was translating Navi. So Amad Yonasan ben Uzziel al Raglav, so he stood on his feet. V'amar, he said, Ani hu shegalisi sesrach al Bnei Adam. I'm the one that is revealing your secrets to people. Gali v'yadua l'fanecha, it's gali in front of you, it's revealed in front of you and known in front of you. Shaloi l'chvayd yasis, I'm not doing it for my own kavod. V'loi l'chvayd beis ab, I'm not doing it for the kavod of my household, father's house. El l'chvaydach asis, I'm doing it for your kavod. Shaloyirbu machloikis b'Yisrael, so that there shouldn't be a machloikis in Israel about what certain things mean. V'oid Bikesh legalis targum shel ksuvim. And now Yonasan ben Uzziel wanted to say the targum and write down the targum of ksuvim, not just Nevi'im, but he also wanted to write down ksuvim. Yotzis abaskol enough amr lo dayacha. It said enough. You did enough already when you translated Navi. My time. Why? What do you mean? Why is it enough that he translated Navi and not ksuvim? Mishum the ispe ketz Mashiach, because the case of Mashiach is in the Nil, and if you would translate it, everyone would know when the case when Mashiach's coming, and we don't want that. We don't want everyone to know when Mashiach's coming. But Targum Shel Torah Unkelus Hager Amru. So the Gemara asks, Targum Shel Torah, that was what Unkelus said, told us that. V'amr b'chikah bar Av and Amr b'yachanan al Amr Rav. Ma'idach se v'yikaru v'sefer Torahs ho elikim. Mefurish v'shum seichel v'yavinu b'mikra. This is a pasuk. They will read the Sefer Torah explained, right? When you put your seichel and your vina in the mikra. So hazi darshan like this. Vayikaru v'sefer Torah salikim zeh mikra. You'll read the Torah, that's the mikra. Mefurish zeh targum. And when it says mefurish, that means you're going to read the targum. V'shum seichel elu psukim. Shem Seichel is the psuk. I mean, when each pasuk stops and starts. Yavinu b'mikra elu piskei taimim. This is that's going on in the trap. V'amila elam esaris. Some say that this is going on like the kri and the ksivs. So you see from this pasuk that it wasn't. This is already in the pasuk is alluding to the fact that there was already a targum in the Torah. There's already a targum of the Torah. We didn't need Unkelus to come and give a targum. So how can you tell me that Unkelus was the one who was targum of the Torah, who translated the Torah? He says, no, same idea. Shachum v'chazav v'yistam. You're right, there was really a targum before, but it was forgotten. And Unkelus came and reminded us all what it is. So the Gemara asks, Maishna daraisa d'lo yizda'azo v'adin v'i is Daza. How come when he translated the Torah, the world didn't shake? The world only shook when it was translated the Navi. Because the Raisa, Mefarshim Mosa. The Raisa, there's nothing so hidden. Everything is pretty clear in the Torah. So you're just translating it into a different language. Okay, no big deal. The Navi, Ika Mila de Mefarshim, Vika Mila de Mestam. But by Naviim, by Navi, there are certain things that are explained and we can understand them. And then there are certain things that are not. Dichsiv, for example, the pasuk says, "Bayoyimahu," on that day, referring to the day of by Mashiach, where there's going to be a hesped, "Yigdal hamisbid b'Yerushalayim kimisbid hadadrimam bebikas megidin." There's going to be a hesped in Yerushalayim as big as the hesped of hadadrimam in bikas megidin. V'amar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, "Ilamali targum." If it wouldn't be for targum, the high craw, Lo Yadana Mai Kamar, I wouldn't know what that pasuk's talking about, because if you look through the entire Tanakh, you're not going to find any story of Dadrimon, whose hesped was so big. You're not going to find anything about this person, Dadrimon. B'yayimahu, on that day, Yizge Mispeid B'Yushalayim Kimis. So this is what Targum says. Targum explains that it's like this. That day, the day, meaning when Mashiach comes, is going to be such a big hesped. Who yaski mispidi b'shalayim is going to be such a big hesped. Kimispida da Achav bar Amri, like the king Achav, you know Achav. So like the hesped of Achav bar Amri, dekotel yasei hadadrima ben Tavriman, who was killed by Dadrima ben Tavriman, b'rames Gilad. And also like the hesped of Yoshia, the king, he was also a king, king of Yehuda. The kotel yasei pari chagira b'bikas megidei, that pari chagira, pari nechei killed him in bikas megidei. So if it wouldn't be for Targum, we would have no idea what this pasuk is talking about. Now we understand that the pasuk is not talking about the hesped of this guy named Dadrimon. No, it's talking about the hesped as big as the hesped of Achav and Yoshio. And who was killed? Achav was killed by this Dadrimon fellow. So that's why it's the translator of the Navi was so much more revealing secrets. So this is a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel is saying, "I saw alone this Mara, unbelievable Mara that he saw. He was the only person that saw it, but he had people with him." He said, "The people with him, Loi Ra'u Samara, they didn't see it. Avacharado Gedayla Naflin, but they got terrified. V'Yivruchu Behachvein, they went to hide. They ran to hide. So, my Ninhu Hanashim, who are these people that he's talking about that were with him at the time that didn't see the Nevuah that he saw? Amr B'Yirmiyah V'Yitayim Rebchiyah Barabo Zeh Chagai Zechariah Malachai. He's talking about Chagai Zechariah Malachai. They were Nevi'im. They were Nevi'im themselves. Inu, so the Gemara says, Inu Adifi Minei. They were better than him, and they were better than Daniel. V'iyu adif minayu, and he was better than them. Inu adif minayu de in neviyu v'iyu le'navi. They were better than him because they were neviim, and he wasn't neviim. That doesn't mean that he wasn't a navi; it just means that he was never sent, never had a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Klal Yisrael to tell them something specific. But Chag Zechariah Malachi did, so that's why Chag Zechariah Malachi were better than him. And the EU, Adif Minayu, he's better than them. The EU, Chaza, V'inu Lechaza. Because he saw this Nevuah, and they did not see this specific Nevuah. So if they didn't see it, so what are they so scared about? What are they so scared? They're running away to hide. So Gemara says, very interesting. Afagav, V'inu Lechaza, even though they did not see this this Nevuah, Mazlayu Chaza, but their Mazel saw it. So their mazel saw it, even though they didn't see it, and they didn't realize what was going on. But they were scared because their mazel saw it. They just had a feeling of terror. Amar Ravina, Shmami, no, we see from here, Haiman Demivis. If for some reason somebody gets an inexplicable terror, feeling of terror, Afagav Deil Chazi, even though he didn't see anything, Mazlayu Chazi. It's talking about his mazel saw something. Even though he's not seeing anything, his mazel saw something. So my tekante, what should he do? He has this feeling of terror. So he says, "Look, read Kriya Shema. He should read Kriya Shema." What should he do if he's in a place where it's dirty and you can't say Shema there. So Linshif Miduchte Arba Garmidi, he should move from his place four Amos. And then he can say Viloy, if he can't do that even, Lema Hachi, this is what he should say. Just say this out loud. Izot Tabe Tavchi Sheminoi Minoi. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than I am. So, you know, go bother them, don't bother me. Basically telling this thing, whatever your mazel is saying at the time, you're telling him, don't bother me, go bother, the animals. Okay. Now that we said Medina, now that we said earlier, remember we had a drasha earlier on the other, on Beis Amid Beis, about what's Medina, Medina, Ve'ir, Ve'ir coming to exclude. The Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Lamai also, what's Mishpacha, Mishpacha coming to include? What's that coming to? What's the drasha for that? It's coming to teach us that even the mishpachas of Kahuna Levi that are being Isaac in the Avaida, so you would think that they should not stop their Avaida to go listen to the Megillah. No, that's what the pasuk can tell us. Mishpacha, mishpacha, that everybody has to go listen to the Mikra Megillah. Damar Pino Marav Kohanim Bavaidasim Ulevim Beduchanim VYisrael Bemamadam. If the Kohanim were in the middle of doing the Avaida and the Levi were in the Duchan, were Beduchanim singing, and Yisrael Mamadam, Kulam Mevatel Navaidasim. They're all Mevatel their Avaida, Avaida Lashmai Mikra Megillah, and they all go to listen to Mikra Megillah. We have a price like this. They all go and listen to Mikra Megillah. Mikan, from here, Samchu shall base Rabbi. So from here, Rabbi learned that therefore we should also not only would a Kayan have to be Mevatel Zavayda, but also everybody who's learning should also stop with their learning and listen to Mikra Megillah. Kavachaymer me avoida, because it makes a kavachaymer from the avoida. Uma avoida hi shihi chamura mevatlin and Talmud Torah. We see that avoida is more chamer than Talmud Torah, and yet you're mevatel it. Ma avoida shihi chamura mevatlin on. So Talmud Torah like hol shagayin. So for sure, for Talmud Torah, if you're learning, you should be mevatel to go listen to the Megillah. Gemara, so now the Gemara asks, avoida chamura me Talmud Torah. He's telling me that avoida. The Avodah is more chamer than Talmud Torah. V'aksiv, pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yosi Yeshua b'iricha v'yis ena v'yar v'nei yish." I'm in the Negdai. This is my story with Yeshua, that he was in Yericha, and he looked, picked his eyes up, and he saw that there was an ish standing in front of him. Vayishtachu, and he bowed down to him. It was really a malach. V'heichi avod havach. So now the Gemara is going to go on a little tangent before we get to back to the kasha. So wait a second. He bowed down to him. V'heichi avodach. How is he able to do that? V'amr Yeshua ben Levi asalam shi'itin shalom chaveru b'layla chayshin shemashayhu. A person is not allowed to give shalom to his friend at night because maybe, you know, to a person, because maybe it's not really a person. It's really a shade dressed up as a person. You want to give shade a shalom, right? You don't want shalom on a shade. So shani hasam the amr lei. Over there it's different. He said kani sar tzva Hashem. He said that I'm a messenger from Hashem. So he's not a shade. A shade wouldn't say he's a messenger from Hashem. He's just a shade. V'dilma mishak. So what do you mean? Maybe he's lying. Maybe the shade is not such a trustworthy guy. Maybe he's lying about this. He's saying that he's a messenger from Hashem. Gemiri, because he had a Messiah, Yeshua, the loy mafki shem shemayim levatala. He would never say that I'm a sar tzvo Hashem, and be, you know, shade would never even say Hashem's name levatala. So he knew that he was really a malach. Amar loy, so what happened? So the malach said to him, Emesh, yesterday, bitaltim tamid shal ben arbaim. You revatal the tamid of the afternoon tamid. Right? The carbon tamid has to be brought up in the morning and in the afternoon. And he says, you didn't do it.
Then he's just reinforcing what
Taisa
says over here.
V'ach shal, and now, it's at night, and now you're being revatal tamid Torah. So you're two, I have two tainas on you. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, basically saying through the Malach, you mevatel the Talmud and you mevatel the Talmud Torah. Amar lo Yeshua said, Al ezem hem bas, basa. Which one are you coming from? You meaning which one? Which one should I? You know, I don't. You coming for the Talmud and the Talmud Torah? I can only do one thing at a time. What are you really coming for? What's the main purpose? Amar lo, he says, Atabasi. I'm coming for now. Meaning now, which is nighttime, is you can't bring the Talmud anymore, but you could learn. So he's saying, Atavasi, I'm coming now as a time. So Miyad, what happened right after that? Which literally means he just, you know, went to sleep. This is no. Amr B'Yechanan. Melamed shalon ba'im kashal halacha. You never know that he didn't go to sleep. He's living in the. He was like in the aimik shalach. He was learning. That's what he did. That's what Yeshua did after he had this encounter with the malach. So what do you see? You see that the Talmud Torah was more of a taina on him than the avoda. So you can't have it. You can't. It's not that the avoda is more chomer than Talmud Torah. So that's the kasha. Runyu says another. There's another thing. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosim Akravas Tamidim. There's another raya. The Talmud Torah is really greater than the Kabbalas of the Talmud. Shnemar Atabasi. So same idea. So Gemara says Lekasha. No, it's not sure. Had the Rabbim v'had the Yachid. The Rabbim by Yeshua. It was Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah the Rabbim. That's more chashav than the Avodah. But the Talmud Torah the Yachid, he should have been mevatel. Talmud Torah the Yachid is not as chashuv as Avodah. So therefore, he could learn out that every single individual person should be mevatel Torah to go listen to the Megillah. So the Gemara says, with the Yachid, Kaal. But so now you're telling me that Talmud Torah the Yachid is more lenient than Torah than Avodah. But nah, nashim b'mayid ma'anois avlein metapchis. Women on a mayid, which happens that there's a nifter, somebody died during the mayid. So ma'anois, they can say hespedim on the mace. Avaloi mitavches, they cannot beat their chests in a way that they would mourn. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, im ha'yismuches lamita mitavches. If they were near the coffin, then they would be able to. Then they are allowed to beat their chests. Rosh Chodesh mechanical b'Purim and Rosh Chodesh mechanical and Purim, ma'anois umetavchois b'zeh uvezeh. They would be allowed to not only say the hespedim, but also to beat their chests, because they're not. It's not as chomer as chol hamoed. Avaloi mekainanos, but they cannot do another form of. It's like some sort of responsive. Hesped, you know, like it was like a cry. Everyone would answer. Rashi would say, everyone would answer, like a kina, you know. So that was another type of it. So that they're not allowed to do even on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim. Vamar Rav Bar Huna ain ma'id b'fnei tamal chacham. Rav Bar Huna says there's no ma'id. I mean, there's no chalam ma'id. There's no chalam ma'id. There's no ma'id. In front of the Talmud Chacham, meaning if the Talmud Chacham dies, then you can do hespedim. Nothing is suspended. So kol shekhen Chanukah Purim, for sure Chanukah and Purim. So you see from here that if the Talmud Chacham is nifter, then it's time for the Megillah. You would go to the Talmud Chacham because he's saying kol shekhen Chanukah Purim. So even an individual, you see, Talmud Torah is more chamer. Then avoda. So Gemara says, "Kvoid Torah Kamet." You're talking about Kavod Torah. You're not talking about Limud Torah. Kavod Torah the Yachid Chamer. Talmud Torah the Yachid Kal. You're right. That Kavod Torah is much more Chamer. Talmud Torah, you should be mevatel to go listen to Megillah. Because we said before that Talmud Torah the Rabbim is more Chamer than Aveda. But only Talmud Torah the Yachid is more Kal. The question really, one of the questions over here is that the whole, that Rebbe said that he was mevatel his whole yeshiva over there. So that would seem to be that, why isn't that Talmud Torah the Rabbim? That's just one person who's learning. It's Talmud.
What's considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim?
Yeah, that's another, what's exactly the getter of Talmud Torah the Rabbim?
People learn Chavisah?
Right.
Sure.
Right. So that's one of the questions that could be asked here. Okay, so if we have more time, we'll look at that. Amar Rava, Pshitali Avodah Mikra Megillah Mikra Megillah Adav. It's pasha, like what we learned earlier, that if you have Avodah and Megillah, Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah comes first. It's better. But Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, like we said earlier, Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah Adav, like we said earlier, Adav Midasamchos Shal Beis Rabbi, Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah Adav. When you have Talmud Torah and you have Meis Mitzvah, what should you do? Meis mitzvah adif. You go to Meis mitzvah mitatanya. Vatan Talmud Torah loy tzas meis. Lach nasis kala. Achanas is Kala. So you see that you mevatel Talmud Torah to go take care of a meis mitzvah. Avoida meis mitzvah, meis mitzvah. And again, also you have avoida that, and you have meis mitzvah, and someone's in the middle of the avoida, but he's the only one that can do the meis mitzvah. So meis mitzvah is adif. Still, meis mitzvah is better. Mi v'la achoisai. Learns it out from the pasuk of mila achoisai, the Tanya, v'la achoisai. Pasuk says he should not be metame to his sister. Ma tam leimer hari shahil haylach lishchedes pischei. Someone's going to shech this pesach. V'lamal es benai. V'shamer shemeis leimeis yachol yitame. You would think that you should go be metame. So amrit lo yitame. No, you should not be metame. Someone's going to shech this pesach, and his sister is nifter. So then he shouldn't be metame to him. Yachol, so lachayse is talking. That pasuk is talking about a nazir. By the way, nazir should not be metame to his sister. So yachol kashem shein metame lachayse kachin metame lameis mitzvah. You would think that the same way you should not be metame to his sister, you should also not be metame to a meis mitzvah. Tame lemer v'la achayse lachayse who deina metame av metame lameis mitzvah. You are metame to a meis mitzvah. So that's how you know that when you have a vaida, and you have a mitzvah, meis mitzvah is adav. Boy Rava, mikra megillah meis mitzvah haymenei adav. Now what's better when it comes to mikra megillah and meis mitzvah? Adav mikra megillah haymenei adav. Mikra megillah adav mishem persumi nisa. Maybe mikra megillah is better because persumi nisa. Aydilma meis mitzvah adav mishem kavod abrias. Which is better? Which supersedes the other? Basa debaya hadapashta. So after he asked the question, then he was able to answer the question. Meis mitzvah adif. Meis mitzvah is better. Da amar mar, gadol kavod abriyas shadeiches leisas hayshabatayra. Kavod abriyas is so chashiv that it even is able to be deicha leisas hay in the taira. Gufa. Amar Bishua ben Levi. Krach v'chol asamach loy v'chol anirim loy nidin kekrach. We said earlier that a krach, which was referred to as a walled city earlier, at least, and any city that's near it and that could be seen from it has the din of a krach, even though it's not technically a walled, you know, walled like the big city, but it's close enough that it'll be considered it has the din of the walled city. Tana samach af al pisha einai nira. It says v'chol asamach loy v'chol hanira imai. Two separate things. So samach, it's near af al pisha einai nira. Even if you cannot see the city, but if it's still close to this to the krach, that would go into this. That it would get the din of the krach if the land that you can land on the 15th. Nira, and also let's say you have a situation where it could be seen af al pisha einai samach, even though it's not so close, that would also would be considered like a krach. Bishlam and Niraf Bishan Samach, I understand the Mishkach is looking at the Yasub Rosh Har. I understand something that could be seen, which is not near, because let's say the top of the mountain and the bottom of the mountain. So the top of the mountain can see the bottom, and the bottom can see the top. El Samach Bishan and Nir, Hechi the Mishkach, I'm even going to find a case where a city is close by, but you cannot see it. It's sitting in some sort of valley, I mean, sitting in a place where, you know, there's blocking, the things are blocking, you can't see. By Rishu ben Levi, it's another member from Rishu ben Levi. We're going to go through a few different members of Rishu ben Levi. Krach she yoshev l'basayif hukuf. Then we're going to go a little bit into the din of redeeming your house. If you sell your house in Eretz Yisrael, then the halacha is you're allowed to redeem it forever. If someone's come to hard times, you sell his house. So now krach, and then now that's the halacha by a regular city, but by a walled city, in Yerushalayim, you only have 1 year to redeem your house that you sold. So it's krach sheyoshev l'basayif hukuf. So let's say you have a city that everyone was living in the city, and then they built a wall around it. So which halacha does it get? Does it get the halacha of like a walled city? We only have 1 year. Or does it get the city of like a regular, does it get the din of a regular city that you have forever? So krach sheyoshev l'basayif hukuf nidin kekfar. The din is like, it's like a kfar. Doesn't have the din of the walled city. My time is live. Ish kiyim kar beis ma'ishav yerchayma shehukaf ulu b'sayif yashav. It's much from the pasuk that first it was surrounded by the wall and then people lived in it. V'loishi, not the other way. V'loishi yashav ulu b'sayif hukaf. By Mishum Levi, krach shem le'yasar batflanim nidon kfar. Mishum Levi says a krach that does not have 10 batflanim, it also has a din of the kfar. My kamash malon. What's the chiddush tani? We have a mufresh rabbis that says that eizah yergadela. What's considered yergadela? Koshi yishbas rabat plonim. Pachas mikana eizah kfar. Mor says krach istrichli. I would think that since there's a lot of people that are going into the Krach, so it's a very, it's considered a big city because there's a lot of people there, and that there are right, the 10 Bathlana mean there are 10 people that are always in shul, always learning. Every big city has at least 10 people that are just sitting in and nothing else to do but learn and daven. So she said, you would think that a Krach, where you have a lot of people, a lot of traffic, and there's always going to be 10 people around that don't have anything to do, but they're not, since it's not, they're not miyuchid for this city to always be there, that's not considered that they don't have the din of a Krach. Vam Rishon Levi, Krach Shecharev L'Basayf Yoshev, a city that was destroyed and then it was again settled. Nidin K'Krach, that has the din of a Krach. My Charev, what does it mean that it was destroyed? If you're going to say that its walls were destroyed, so then Yashiv in Lo Yashiv Loi. So then, if it was settled again, then it would be considered a krach. And if it's not. Well, Tanya, we have a brayso that says not like that. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Amr Asher Loi Chayma Af Picha Ein Loi Achshav. Rabbi Lezer says that the pasuk says Asher Loi Chayma. Very fun, interesting way of writing Loi, meaning the drush is that Af Picha Ein Loi Achshav. It does not have now, but it at one point it did have. It's the din is like it's like a krach. Lachain. So what cannot be that the wall was destroyed? It means that it was destroyed. Means it does not have Asar Batlon anymore. Still, it is the din of it is like that. It has like a krach. Okay, stop.